This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're with us. Doc Ram is with us. Doc Ram, I went into the kitchen to get some herbal tea for hour number two, and I was looking on the counter where the computer is, and there's our AT&T Universal credit card, now processed by Citibank. And it just reminded me of what a lousy company Citibank is. And by the way, class, USAPrepares.com has been deemed advertiser unfriendly according to YouTube, because the things that we talk about, like war and radiation and the violence that's throughout the world, and we let you know about the financial collapse and the things that Doc Ram's talking about. So we are considered advertiser unfriendly. So it's not just us. We're in great company. There are other broadcasts that are deemed advertiser unfriendly as well. But let me tell you about Citibank. So we mail off our payment for the Christmas period, and we don't like to use the AT&T Universal card very much, but it says right on it, member since 1990. So this thing's been in around our family for 27 years. We always pay the bills off in full every month, but you know, during the Christmas rush, a couple days late in their processing, and they hit us with a $25 late fee. I call them up, they say, "Tough. Tough. You have a $25 late fee." I said, "I'm going to pay the bill, but I'm not paying the late fee." Close the account. They said, "You had to put it in writing." So I said, "No, I'm not putting it in writing." So they sent us a bill with another fee on it, and I put cancel, cancel. It's up to $81 now. So now that $25 late fee is $81. So, class, if you've got an AT&T Universal card from Citibank or a Citibank card, you might want to consider dumping your card. What do we need it for? We're not going to be beat up by these thugs. I despise their tactics. You know, they could be nice and they could say, "You know, Mr. Fennelli, we're so sorry. You know, you've been such a loyal customer. It'd be wonderful to, would it be okay if we just waived that $25 fee? Would that be okay?" Nope. Not Citibank. Not Citibank. These are those New York banking thugs that I can't stand. So that's the AT&T Universal card.
Yeah, this is the prime example of what happens as a bureaucracy gets beyond itself. And that's what's happening. We are no longer human beings. We are now becoming numbers. And, you know, that's the only way you're known, is with your Social Security number. Some people originally thought that was going to be the mark of the beast. Today, it'll probably be like out of Blade, where you have a barcode on the back of your neck. It's a tattoo. I can't go there anymore. Now, my father, I've said this before, it's something that everybody should hear. He said there were three ways of being in this world. There was the vulgar, the adept, and the exempt. And he said the vulgar get audited, the adept gets money back from the government, and the exempt has a 501c3. They don't pay taxes. And so all through high school, I chose not to become, I was an athlete. I excelled in everything I did. That means I was not limited as a nerd. I could play baseball. I could play football. I could do anything I wanted. I was always number two. I was never number one in anything, but I could do everything. And I chose to remain a nerd, but I did not want to go through this bully stuff that all of us have to go through in high school. What happened to me was the first day of classes, I was in the shower room. I think it was fourth period or something like that, and we were naked, putting, you know, showering and putting on our, clothes again from athletic clothes. And a bully who was two grades above me came up and he said, "I hear you're a," this was my freshman year, he said, "I hear you're a real kick-ass kid. Let's see what you got." And he hit me in the face. Now, you don't hit people in the face. You know, they used to punch each other, push each other, but he hit me. And I looked at him, and I knew I couldn't take him. He's twice my weight. And so what I did is he laughed at me, and was he walking out the back door, I picked up a baseball bat, and I broke his head open. He turned his back on me. Now, I got kicked out of school for 2 weeks. Later, when he got out of the hospital, he got me out in the parking lot. And he was that big that he could pick me up with one arm. And he lifted me up off the ground. He was about to do me. And I just looked at him and said, "You better do a really good job or I'm going to get you again." And it put a respect and fear in him of not knowing what I was going to do next. He backed off. And I never had, after that one incident, never had to do bully again. And I lettered in school. I went to state, broke a state record, and didn't even place that year. I came in sixth, breaking a state record. Can't believe it. And what happened is that my friends that were nerds would come up and say, "This bully is, he's challenging me, and I'm afraid of him." And I would go up to the bully and had such a reputation because I never had to prove myself. I just did it, becoming sovereign. And the same thing with athletics. I had access without having to participate with dating cheerleaders. I wanted to go to college. I was afraid I'd get someone pregnant. Back when I was that old, you know, we didn't have condoms, or if they did, I didn't know about them. And I tell you, I was afraid I wouldn't be able to go to college. And so I kept everything in my pockets. And I tell you, I have discovered that the bullies are usually the most that are afraid. And governments are
very interesting.
The same thing.
Very interesting that you say that, Rick, because back to our number one, the story that I was telling about my dad with me and this gang coming up to us, and we each had our wrench in our hand. What we did was they knew. They knew because of our signals that we are going to take
plan.
that little guy is going to go down.
Yeah,
if you want to do this, your little guy is going to die. And they decided that it wasn't worth it because they knew we weren't kidding. They knew that we were going to concentrate all our efforts on them, and they would absolutely lose one person. We would be hurt very badly, but they would lose one for sure. And they knew it, and they backed off. And we were outnumbered, outgunned, out everything. But we were determined.
Well, that's the deal. You can't let them say that you have any fear. It's about fear. It's always about fear. But you have to never let them see you sweat.
So, class, you know, this broadcast is about preparedness on all levels. And literally, there are people who want to invade your space. There are police riding around in cars that have more ammunition, more guns, more tools, more ability to call their friends and their coworkers and pounce on you than you can imagine. But what we do is we try to avoid them, not evade them. We just try to not be in their space, and we do not allow them to usurp authority. We don't. We stand our ground. And we're not violent. We're not violent, but we're firm. We are absolutely firm. And we let them know that if this escalates, it'll be bad. It'll be bad for everybody. These are not threats. These are not saying that we're going to come to your house and do bad things. We're not saying that. We're just saying that we know the system, and we'll expose you. And you'll become well known for your acts of violence. And that's what has to happen. We have to use their tactics. We have to single them out. Now, when
the States of America is possibly the biggest bully in world history.
Of course. What have we done to the Indians?
And all that we stand for, and, you know, discrimination and all the rest of it, nevertheless, our reputation is ugly. Being the ugly American, I am embarrassed.
We are. Rick, this country started blaming the Native Americans, also known as Indians, for the Boston Tea Party. It had nothing to do with it. We blame them. We're a bunch of liars. At least some of us are. Not me, not you, but, you know, some people are. And I object to it. And I object to the piling on of the little people by the authorities. I object to it.
When I worked at the Pentagon, I noted, you know, they say it's a military complex. However, it isn't the military that's the problem. It's the little subgroups within the military that have somehow a sort of get out of jail card or no accountability, and they go to another level. It isn't NSA or CIA. It's within the CIA, like Herbert Hoover. I have to tell you this. I got stories. I watched what appeared to be gunfire between Flores and the Pentagon. That missile that hit the Pentagon was to take out a bunch of file cabinets that would have busted a whole bunch of people. That's what it was all about. And they used it as an opportunity because of 9/11.
Rick, we got in the mail.
The media, by the way, doesn't report that.
Well, 89% of the media is biased against Trump. Okay?
How come?
We know that.
Parents believe that the Pentagon was hit by an aircraft, not a missile. How's that work? The older generation is like they're not questioning like we might. Why?
That's what we do. We do question. We question everything.
Considered un-American also.
Not to me. That's considered the base of American to question everything.
Value systems. And why some of us don't have any money, because that's not our primary reason for being here.
Hey, Vinny, listen. Hey, Vinny, here's what you do. You know what would be really good radio? Hey, Vinny, look, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri. Now, that's good radio. I was counseled with that. I've said it many times. I've been counseled with, let's talk about hamburgers. Really? Hamburgers? That's lousy radio. There's no reason for that kind of radio to exist in my world. But that's what they wanted me to do. And when I refused to stop talking about the corruption and giving out the phone numbers of the city manager for putting fluoride in the water and telling people to call him, tell him he's fired, they fired me. That's okay. I'm still here. And everybody else who was on the radio with me at that time, oh, except for Norm Shealy, everyone else is gone. Everyone else. We've got more to talk about when we come back. And I'll tell you a little bit about these banking fees that I'm getting hit with. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, just one more story about banking. So I decided years ago to have a second account in another bank just in case, you know, we needed it. Put a couple hundred dollars in, not much money at all. And it's been sitting there, and then we get hit. We get hit with this non-active account fee. So our money's sitting there, they're using it, and they're hitting us with a fee. Now, how much is the fee? $5 a month. $5 a month. That's $60 a year. $60 a year because $200 is not active. I can't stand this bank. It's Mid-Missouri Bank. So first chance I get, I'm going to go to Mid-Missouri Bank. They demand ID. I'm going to close it. I'm going to close the account. Don't want to do business with them either. They could be a little more friendly. And they tell me it's really for my protection. It's my protection that they're charging me $5 a month. Really? I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that we're subjected to. Rick, here's something that's really bothering me, and that is these microfibers. So now we have clothing that's manufactured with these microfibers, and we put them in the washing machine. I mean, everybody washes his or her clothes in the washing machine at some level, and then out with the rinse water, go into the city sewer system or wherever it goes, then you have these microfibers. They end up in the ocean, and then small animals eat these things. They look like food. They look like worms. Little blue worms, little pink worms, red worms, yellow worms, orange worms. They're all colors of the rainbow. They're synthetic. Rick, so then we eat the fish, we eat the fish, we eat the fish, we eat the fish. And then we have these pieces of microfibers in our bodies. I believe it's going to kill us. What do you think?
Well, what do you think about Fukushima? It's in the air. It's in the food. It's in everything. And at some point, one could suggest they're terraforming us right before our eyes. Instead of attacking us in a physical violence kind of thing, they simply encroach. And I'll call this new alien, what are you going to call him? Oh, yeah, black mold slime. And it probably came from Galactic Center. It has consciousness. Yes, it does. It is active, and it's now attacking anything that is made, like the buildings in Washington, D.C. Our national capital is being attacked by black mold. And there are forests where you can't even go into the forest because it's toxic to breathe. And so we have a responsibility for how our technologies are and are not affecting everything else. And this is the difference or distinction between vulgar, adept, and exempt again. It is a state of mind, a way of being. And there are, you can use new technology to integrate in with old, more true proven things like making pemmican and eating fat from a different point of view like they did in the early 1800s. There's ways of being that do not require going back to old ways, but advancing. But I'm watching how cell phones are affecting human relationships and how bureaucracies are making us into unhuman responses. And I desire a more neighborhood-like program. When I was a boy, I got to visit my grandparents in New York City, and it was like Cheers. There was a bar at the end of every corner in the neighborhood, and everybody knew everybody else's name, just like in Cheers. And I'm reminded of Frasier and those series that about Seattle and how Seattle has changed because of its size. Back when I was a boy, Seattle was a small town. It was not a big city. We used to say whatever happened in San Francisco happened 2 years later divided by four. And San Francisco is no longer the leader. It's L.A. And I watch Julie is my girlfriend, and she'll say, this kind of nonsense in Grants Pass, this kind of nonsense wouldn't be tolerated in L.A. There would be due diligence. People would question and blah, blah, blah. And she's right. And so there are advantages and disadvantages to living in rural communities. Corruption.
You're right, but you know, we're allowing these corporations to make products that are really, really dangerous to us. And you know,
that's
synthetic
correct.
Fibers. It looks like about 60% of clothing contains polyester with these synthetic fibers, and one clothing wash can release 700,000 fibers in a single wash. 700,000.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you'd like to visit Richard Allen Miller's Facebook page and find fabulous articles that are worth your perusal and reading, docram.com, docram.com, docram as in Richard Allen Miller. .com. Rick, there's a link on your Facebook page, docram.com. Ancient bacteria from nearly 2 miles below the Earth's surface, that's about 10,000 feet, they found some multicellular animals. And it's believed that these are from the time of the dinosaurs. What do you think? What's this all about?
Well, we're finding things down in Antarctica. 50 miles below the surface of the Earth. 50 miles. new life forms. We've been here a long time. We're about to go through a change. It's an opportunity. It doesn't have to be bad or good. It's an opportunity. And we're all about to experience that shortly. And I don't know what's going to exactly how it's going to play. I can go back to history and what has and has not been written. I know that the Clovis culture in south of Mexico had spaceflight. It's been confirmed. And they crawled out of a cave. Now, is that a bad thing or a good thing? Well, in terms of what's going on in the world today, I think it's about time to clean the petri dish and start over again trying to get it right. This technology that we have today reminds me of our so-called trial by fire. And the kinds of bacteria and life forms that we're finding from previous epochs, dinosaurs on down. You know, they talk about dinosaurs, and then there's a reticulin. I don't know what that means. Is that a reptilian brain? Yeah. Instinct? Yeah. Mars? I don't know. It's got more water than Earth. Is that Atlantis? I don't know. I didn't write the history, and I have absolute proof that it is written by people with objectives, purpose, and motive to fudge. And because they fudge, I don't know. Just like the media, Facebook, Google. Did you know that Google has an AI now that has you so profiled from just the way you hit your keyboard and the way you type, can tell you what mood you're in and knows how to play that for marketing? How's that feel? You know, that just
that feels
angry.
Pretty creepy, Rick. Of course, I don't like it.
Your old technology, where they can route just by the way you typed in that answering. You know, choose one, choose two, three, two, and up. They can tell your mood and determine whether or not to continue playing with you, to push you further, or to immediately connect you with an operator. And they can tell that just by the way you hit the key.
Let's talk about Facebook. Facebook. So I get on Facebook this morning.
Watch out.
Before the broadcast.
Facebook, please, when you try to do a post, and they can tell what you're going to post before you post it.
Well, I do the same thing every day. Just for the broadcast, I will send out an announcement who's going to be on USA Prepares and what the intended topics that we're going to discuss are. And literally, that's what I do. That's the only thing I use it for. I don't say, hey, here's a picture of my dog, and here's a picture of, hey, look at this dandelion. Isn't that interesting? It's in the backyard. I don't do that. All I do is talk or send out who's going to be on, and there's several reasons. What happens is, Ron Gibson in the Carolinas will go to the Facebook page and he will use what I say we're going to be talking about as the topic for putting that audio on YouTube. Okay, that's what he does. And it's great. So there are purposes for it, but it's really just for that. That's all I use it for. I am not interested in using it as a look at me, look at me, look at me. Here's a selfie. I don't do any of that stuff. Well, anyway, Facebook, I got on this morning, and it said, help protect your Facebook account, in so many words. So, by giving us your mobile phone number. I don't have a mobile phone number. And if I did, I wouldn't give it to them anyway. And how is that going to protect my account? So they just want more and more. Where'd you go to high school? Who are your friends? What was your first pet? They ask more and more and more questions so they can learn more and more and connect more and more of these dots. And I'm not giving it to them. And if I have to, if I am in a situation where I'm asked, you know, what's the name of your first dog? Dog. What's the name of your first pet? Pet. What's the name of your first car? Car.
That's very good.
Mother's maiden name.
Generic.
Yeah. 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 Now, it gets me in trouble sometimes because sometimes I need to go back and they'll say, what's the name of your first pet? Now, my first pet did have a name. It wasn't dog. And my first car was not a, actually it was a truck. But, and sometimes it gets me in trouble. But you know what? I'm willing to put up with that. I really am. I'm not giving these guys anything.
Have
and
you
lots of times,
how,
you know, I'm
how,
dyslexic.
Yeah. Have you noticed how Internet Explorer and Mozilla now have different kinds of new security things with your passwords and the way you store information?
I'm doing everything I can to avoid that, but
good luck.
I mentioned I'm dyslexic.
Good luck.
I'm really not
That's
sure.
That's the deal.
I'm not sure if I'm... Well, here's what I mean by that. Now, I used to have a lot of trouble reading. The words would jump around on the page, and you know, they thought I would never get through elementary school, and they thought I'd never get through high school, and they thought I'd never get through college, and they thought I'd never get a job. And so here's what I do with my dyslexia. I use it to my advantage. So when I'm asked for a phone number on some kind of a form, I try to get it right, but sometimes I get the numbers wrong. Sometimes I reverse numbers, one or two. And what happens is it, unfortunately, that doesn't turn out to be my phone number. And it's because of my dyslexia. So, class, you might want to develop a transient state of dyslexia. You know, if you have to write down phone numbers or type in phone numbers to help identify who you are. You might want to pick one. I feel bad for the poor guy who has my dyslexic phone number. He probably doesn't have that phone. I'm going to have to call it and see if it's a viable phone number. But I don't think it is. I don't think it is. And then, you know, what about email addresses when they want your email address? I don't know. Why don't you pick some government agency? You know, bob@whitehouse.gov or something. Yeah, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Don't do that. That was just... Just
I have a lot of paranoia now because of what and who I'm becoming. And I didn't choose this. I would have much preferred to have been put on payroll and gone, you know, taken off the grid, stuck up on top of a mountain, being very quiet and farming a simple life. I have no desire for fame. I only want to sell a few books so I have a nominal income. And I'm
Let's sell a few books.
On.
Let's sell a few books. Rick, what kind of deals do you have right now?
Well, I'm now putting in an international zone market because when I put sales on my internet to, you know, end run Amazon, it backfired on me because Europe and Asia started buying 10 books at a time. That's like $80. I have a woman right now, and she just said to me, here it is. This came in this morning. Well, hello, I'm writing you from Canada. I wanted to purchase a book. I don't want to pay the shipping more than the book, so I was wondering if you have power tools for the 21st century in ebook format. Yes, I do. I'm going to start doing ebooks for international because everything ships from America, and what's happening next, and some of it is plausible deniability and being harassed. For example, I had a New Zealander get his order. The truck drove over his product. Now, who pays for that? Does New Zealand postage pay for that? No. Did the U.S. pay for that? No. Did he pay for that? Yeah, he bought the books. Did I have to pay for that? Yeah, I sent him a second order and lost my shirt, probably $100, just on that single order because the truck drove over it. Now, that's coincidental, and that's okay, except when I got six of them in 1 week. Now, coincidences and seeing patterns in things makes me realize that sometimes my paranoia is with good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to realize that there are local situations that are purposefully done, that's why magic had the spell of invisibility, low profile. And that's why I would be much happier sitting on top of a mountain and being left alone, because nobody knew me, didn't care. Just some hermit up there farming. That would be fine for me. I'm not interested in going out and changing the world. I'm too old. It'll be my grandchildren or their children that will maybe make a difference. Me, the only thing I can do is walk my talk, because that's how my daughter learned how to do what she does. And if I'm a pedophile or a criminal or a thief, that's where she learned how to do it. And so you have a responsibility for trying to be true. Now, the distinction on these AIs and this third way, third generation of D-Wave technology that's now used in profiling for gerrymandering votes, for stopping a crime before it happens, Minority Report comes to mind. The way you do that is that a computer does not feel pleasure when it beats you at chess. And that's what makes you human, is the fact that you have emotional response, which is a higher order of information. That means EQ is even more important than IQ.
Hold that thought.
I'm getting
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, the hunt is on for new antibiotics, and it looks like we have run the course, or are running the course, and there are scientists are now searching for new drugs, and they're actually looking for bacteria that lived, in the 1500s, 1600s, during the plagues. What do you think about that? Do you think we're going to be successful at all? Have you?
It's all about marketing right now. The American dream and the whole concept of our lifestyle. One first has to be asleep, and that's the American dream concept. And the idea of going for this bacteria because it did that there is about marketing. Colloidal silver works. Listen, the American Indian had only 300 known diseases, and they had a cure for each one of them. We have gotten so complex and are distinguishing one thing from another. We've gotten so sophisticated, we now have diseases we do not yet have cures for. And how did the American Indian take care of it? Eat this root. It's a state of mind. And sovereignty has many faces, including a baseball bat. I will draw some lines in terms of what I think is good for America in terms of technology. I can tell you there was a change from the 70s into the 80s in just technology. In the 70s, it was okay to not know where you were going in your research. In the 80s, if it did not have application, like a goal, it was not funded. It was all about money, but not to worry, because that's all going to change very shortly. And your Citibank is Exhibit A. And I'm telling you, the whole thing is nuts, that all of our world leaders are criminals, all of them, including
Rick, you mentioned
all of them are criminals. They're all criminals. However, I have to say that Putin has done more for Russia than any other Russian leader I can name.
Yeah, he doesn't play with a basketball or a golf ball.
What's that?
Yeah, he doesn't play with a basketball. He's got his eye on the game. He's an athlete.
Well,
Rick, you mentioned
he's a little different. He's KGB. And listen, KGB. So don't get yourself fooled. that he's cool.
Now, I understand.
With that said, it was Edgar Casey that said it will be the bear that saves America. Now, I don't know about Edgar Casey. I studied these kinds of people, you know, for the military, and I can tell you I don't know. But when he went to the United Nations and stood before the assembly and he said, if you want to come to Russia and be a Russian, you speak Russian. I remember this nonsense when it used to be Esperanto, because there's Guatemalan, there's Portuguese, and all kinds of Mexico. And I have to say that this whole concept of Common Core and what they're doing to our children with cursive is abominable.
You're absolutely right. Rick, you mentioned colloidal silver. I just would be remiss if I...
You know. I don't carry silver for Bitcoin. I don't have negotiations on money. I use it as a substitute for antibiotics, just like that's what brought me into this rant, was
Rick,
talking to you about it.
Tomorrow, we've got two specials. Hour number one, we're going to be talking with Emil Tatoffel about the smart meters. And I'll mention something about that. Very important, especially if you're living in Poplar Bluff, where they're going to run you over with smart meters and the dangers of smart meters, the electromagnetic dangers. Hour number two, Mario Cafaldi is an engineer, and we're going to talk about making colloidal silver and how to use it and the benefits of it. But, Rick, I want to share something with you. Yesterday I saw an apartment building with meters on the side, electric meters, smart meters. It's an 8x8 matrix, 8 meters across, 8 meters high, 64 meters, right outside an apartment. So the guy who's got the meters closest to the apartment closest to the road had 64 meters blasting through their walls. Class, look at you. If you're living in an apartment, look outside and see where you live and where these meters are and how dangerous it may be to you. Rick, do you agree?
Well, I just see and thank you for letting me. Yeah, there's technology, and then there's technology, and for what?
We're out of time. We're out of time. Thanks, Rick.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.